This is the locker room. We talk about it, you talk about nothing new. Grab you a drink and get comfortable. Shooting shit cause we got nothing to do. My girl, she mad, she say, I only listen to locker room. I'd rather do that than listen to all of her moods. Mix it like alchemy, I know they doubted me. Pay me my hourly, I don't do salary. Take them out, I burn the calories. Never go nowhere where locker room's out of reach. Never was late cause I don't know how to be. Come check to Mitch cause he got the fix. And this is too easy, come run it up with Dimitri. We talking sports and the other, you might as well call the stuff teaching. They be beneath me, couldn't catch up. We keep it PG, never slip up. You couldn't reach me, turning this up. From here down to Fiji, they know what's up. Since we got game, we figure we give it out. Stay for a bit, this ain't no winning out. Lot of things happening, this where we thinning out. I'd like to stand, but it's cool if you sitting down. Listen now, tell them to keep it down. I'm in position now, tell them it's time for the business now. You had your time, but it isn't now. Locker room's talking, I need you to zip it now.
The roster. Roster's a little upset about last week.
Okay, so if you're going to start this off by passing blame, that's just not fair.
It's not really passing when it's all yours.
Come on, man. Come on.
You know that.
Guy's been busy.
You know the whore just got your back.
Guy's been busy. You know I was stressed out. I was over here. I was over there. I was doing this.
God forbid.
And then you throw work in there. Then how about being a dad?
Yeah.
I have two.
How about it?
How about it? I'm making moves. You know what, Mitch? We got ideas. Not just we, I just mean the world.
Yeah.
I've come to the conclusion.
Yeah.
It's all ideas. Not enough time. Time management.
Mm-hmm.
How are they not teaching this course?
Oh.
Lifetime management.
Absolutely.
I mean, now there's a lot of people that are coming up with bullshit webinars and workshops.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we should do.
Absolutely.
How to manage your time. I mean, at the end of the day, all we got to do is sell our ideas. We don't have to be accurate.
Or how about just courses in school for kids that actually matter? Okay? Look, unless you're going to work for NASA.
About cut the dumb ones out?
I'm talking about, like, if you're going to work for NASA, yeah, go learn some trigonometry.
Right.
Or if you're going to work at a pizza place, yeah, I guess you got to learn how to cut some triangles. I get it, right? But for the most part, how about learn some taxes? Learn some, I don't know, what else is there? How to pay your bills on time, how to use...
That NMAX bill.
Don't get me started. No. Mine went up a little bit the other day.
Of course it went up. What are you at? You're probably at 385 now.
It's around there. Yeah.
I look at the square footage of our home.
Yeah.
And I feel we have a similar lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's extortion.
I'll tell you what's extortion. Why does Katerina need to be washing my underwear every day? I mean, once a week's fine. Every day?
Mitch, it's not that. I thought this renewable energy stuff was supposed to save money.
I don't even wear
money.
I don't even wear underwear.
Well, whose underwear is that?
Excuse me for a moment. Roster, we're back.
I apologize. I got a little tied up. One thing led to another.
Hey,
strung you along like a bad date.
You did. You know what?
I definitely strung you along.
You did. That's actually very funny. You did.
Yeah. It was like a bad date, a bad prospect.
I'm like, so do you like me? Do you think this will... You're like, well, listen, how about we meet up tomorrow? And then I'm like, awesome. And then I would tell Kat, I'm like, oh my God, he's coming over tomorrow. And then last minute, he's like, oh, baby, listen, you know what?
Honey, something came up something at came the up. Office.
My mom, she needs me to take the
I'll
groceries
make it up
in.
To you.
I'm like, oh. And then Kat's like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing. He just didn't want to, like, maybe hang out tonight. It's not a big deal. I mean, I don't care, right? Like, who cares? I got things to do, too, right? And then the next night, I'm like, oh, my God, he's coming. And then all of a sudden, I get the text like, listen, about tonight. So my dad, he's got this bunion, right? So I'm like, listen, if you don't want to like hang out tonight and do this podcast, that's fine. And all of a sudden you're like, you know what? You're right. You did break it to me pretty hard, but I had to twist my neck, and then you just took it and smashed it over the side.
You know, it's funny. I can just picture one of those scenes where you're on the kitchen table. You're not saying a word. You're not even teary-eyed, but you're almost getting to the teary-eyed. But you're just sitting there. And then Kat comes in the door because she was coming home from work or whatever.
Right.
And goes, oh, no. He canceled again, didn't he? I almost feel like what I did to you was an episode of This Is Us.
Yeah. You did.
Yeah, I did. I screwed you.
Yeah.
I had no consideration for your time.
You did
your
not.
Your plans.
Nope.
Nothing. And Roster, here's the worst part about how I strung him along.
Yeah.
The conversation went from this. It literally
Yeah,
went,
tell the people what you did yeah, to me.
It
tell
went
them.
From me talking to him on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I can't make Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
but no problem. Mm-hmm. I'm taking Thursday and Friday off.
I got you, honey.
We got nothing but time.
Yeah.
Well, Thursday comes around. Hey, Mitch, we're off. It's got to be Friday, dude.
And it wasn't like early in the morning, by the way,
No, it was late Thursday.
It was a late Thursday.
It was a late Thursday.
Yeah, like I said.
Yeah, no, I'm like, we're not doing it tonight. Like,
yeah.
So he's like, what time are you coming?
I'm looking out the window going, oh, is that?
If we go to the text messages, I'm pretty sure like at noon you said, hey, what time are you coming over? I go look. And yeah. I didn't respond until hours later. I'm like, actually, I'm not. But we'll do tomorrow. Well, Friday rolls around and then I cancel on you again.
Yeah. It was, I'm not going to lie to you when I tell
can't
you.
I can't find it. Yeah,
heartbreaking. Like, heartbreaking.
Read it out. Read yeah. it out because it was.
Oh, don't worry. It'll be easy to find because we barely talk to each other this week.
Oh, jeez. Come on, man. Yeah, you're. We just don't talk anymore.
Oh, here. Friday. Just to show you, Friday, what's your ETA? I need to start getting the agenda ready. You write to me, buddy, ETA might be tonight. By the way, that was a 10. 1 minute, I'll give you props. 1 minute later, you say, maybe tonight. I go, and then you go, maybe late right. tonight, the Coralie is losing it. By the way, talking to yourself in third person, really? Really? That's you, eh?
Hey, I do it all the time.
An hour and a half later, I write, hey, what are you thinking? Are you sure we can make it? If we can't do this, just let me know because, you know, bottom line, we're all busy, right? Again, to your point, 45 minutes later, you know what, buddy? You're right. Maybe we can. From there, I didn't talk to him.
You know what the worst part is? That was you saying... You were trying to guilt me and be like, look, if that's how it
I wasn't trying to guilt you. No, I was just like.
But you're expecting and you're coming back like, no, I'm going to commit. But right away, I'm like, oh, geez, thanks, man.
But I love on. But I do appreciate you on the Monday, 2 days before the actual podcast.
Yeah.
You sending me pictures of you deer hunting. And
yeah.
So you got time to kill deer.
Yeah.
Innocent little animals.
Yeah. Not,
but not
hold
doing
on,
the pod.
No. Yeah. That deer had a warrant out for its arrest. And it was pending the death penalty anyway. So that was no innocent deer.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, actually, the deer community thanked me.
They thanked you.
They thanked me.
Well, you know what? Hey, it all worked out. We needed a break. You know, we needed a week to appreciate because the minute you walked in today, it's like we haven't seen each other in a month.
It was like breakup sex.
Yeah, exactly. But there was no sex.
Let's
make that clear to because
not that there's anything wrong if there was.
No, well,
but it just in this case there wasn't.
You know what? You know what? It's gonna start a fight. We're gonna get into an argument. I don't want to get into it.
Can't mix business and pleasure.
Speaking of sex, yeah. Did you hear what happened in New York the other day?
No.
You didn't hear what happened in Queens, in Astoria?
No.
Police, sheriff department, raid a place. Swingers, 80 people. They stop them. They walk in. They say, hey, you 80 people. What are you guys all doing in here having sex without masks on? I swear to God, it's a real thing. That was the big controversy of this whole thing. So police raided a swinger club and none of them were wearing masks. Okay, let's back this story up just a little bit here. Hold on. 80 people in Astoria got together during a lockdown.
Yeah.
All right, that wasn't the bad thing. No. Not wearing masks during your sexual encounter with the stranger, that, sir,
you
was
know,
the problem.
I got to tell you, I have a really big thing. I'm not down with watching someone plow my wife, but I will.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I will say this. I find something kind of hot about those swingers parties. I'd never do it. But I'm just saying it's kind of a neat idea. And, you know, think about this. So there's 80 people. You know, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised that they're not wearing masks because isn't that what they do at these parties? Don't they wear masks as to conceal the
You're thinking of Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
no, I'm sure it is, but I don't think all swinger parties are like that.
I know there's those fishbowl parties.
You sure seem to know a lot about these parties.
So I'm intrigued with swingers.
Right.
I watch a lot
of their
content.
And that mustache definitely doesn't help your situation.
So check this out.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of their content.
I'm sure you do, yeah.
No. So I I'm just intrigued. I'm intrigued by this stuff. So here's
fascinating topic.
Here's a little FYI for your roster. So apparently swingers do a couple things. Garage door half open.
Yeah. By the way, anyways.
Hey, you know what? Every time I drive up here, Mitch's garage door is a little bit. He says is to let the smoke air out.
Yeah.
But that's BS.
Or
check this out. Yep. there was they do these pink flowers. There's a specific pink flower on the front of the lawn.
Oh,
that's a swinger.
Oh.
Turtle or garden gnomes, swingers.
Wow.
Check out this other one: upside down pineapple, swinger.
Well, like at the once you walk
like
into the house,
a hat, a shirt, a ring,
oh,
earrings, upside down pineapple. That's a swingers code.
That's
it's a code.
So funny.
Yeah,
man.
Go look this up. It's right. Crazy.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm actually more intrigued why you know so much about it.
I dig deep.
Yeah.
I
oh, dig deep. Yeah, on it the seems dark. Like you do. You know what's weird about it? But here's my two things on the sheriff's rating this crazy
who gave him
sex.
The tip.
Who get?
And know, I don't like, mean the tip at the party. Oh!
It's like Fight Club, but the shitty version, right? Like, what's the first rule of Fight Club? Is you don't talk about it. Well, these guys, all
officer,
they did was
I
talk about it.
I want to give you a tip, and just the tip. Well, now that you've given us the tip, you might as well tell us the whole story.
So, as we alluded to, everyone knows we're out of Calgary, Alberta, Canada. We're on lockdown number 2. So, yeah, you know what? Let's call it what it is. Me and Dimitri are super intrigued when
can
it comes
just,
to like what
on,
people
can I
are
say
doing.
Something
yeah,
right now?
Go ahead.
Here's the other thing. Funny enough, person I work with, they had friends, longtime friends.
Right.
They were the neighbors.
Sure.
Listen to this. Whenever they get together, they have kids, dinner parties, they see each other every so often. They don't talk anymore. Apparently they
uh-huh.
went up to them.
Right.
They got a vibe and they're like, hey, you know.
You're down.
If, you know, we could do a little swat. You want to trade cars for a couple, for a weekend?
What's the big deal?
Yeah, man. So, and they got freaked out and then now it's friends off.
But see, that's, can I say something? Your colleague, as you said, your colleague?
Colleague, yeah.
I think your colleague took it a little too offensively. That's a compliment.
It is.
They're saying, hey,
they're
right? We want to be a part of this action. And you're like, you know what? Hey, no thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate the offer, though.
That's true.
That's what I would do. Because you still got to share the border with them. Got to share the border.
You got to share the border.
It's a little awkward now.
It is a little awkward.
Are you the one-up guy? That's what it seems like your friend is. The one-up guy.
Maybe. You know, and then I have another caller. This is the other crazy part.
Yeah.
Lives next door to, these people are having marital problems. But they offered the swing too.
Oh, really?
And actually, wasn't
and marital problems? You said,
yeah, I know, right? It's not, no, but it's not even they offered the swing. Mm. Actually, what happened was that next door neighbor husband goes,
hey,
anytime your husband wants to take mine for a test drive, you let me know. I don't want anything in here, but if he wants to, you know, I can watch.
Well, see, that's even worse. Then all of a sudden, isn't that a that's a cut. See, that's why the original situation you just said is a compliment. Hey, tit for tat, if you will.
There you go.
This one going, I'm okay over here, but if you guys want to go ahead, like, that's worse.
Yeah, actually, you're right. That's insulting.
That's
like,
insulting.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah, exactly.
Or you don't want some of this. Well,
you think you're better than me? Yeah, exactly. That's there it is.
That is crazy. See, for me, it's like mafia movies and jail documentaries.
Right.
I never want to be there.
Right.
I don't want to be in jail.
No.
But I love jail documentaries.
Well, you like them.
It's an intriguing life.
It's a
I don't
different
want to do
life.
It.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch it.
Fair enough.
Anyways.
From there, let's give the people what they want. Sports itinerary. Today, Real Locker Room Talk, episode 144.
Are we at 144?
We're at 144.
I think we're at 140. You take a week off, you just don't know anymore.
Who knows where we are? What's on the itinerary?
Look, the locker room talk around here, the buzz is, believe it or not, there's a little NHL to go around.
NHL, we got a little boxing.
There is some boxing.
Little NBA.
Uh-huh.
Rapid banter.
Your favorite, the NFL.
Quick pick six.
Maga Malaka.
There it is. What else do you want from us?
You know what else we want?
Huh.
I'll tell you what you
what
want.
Are you gonna give?
You want to know how to listen to this podcast.
Yes, I do.
That's what you want. Look, roster, you know, and excuse my rustiness here, but look, it's at RLRT Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. It's Real Locker Room Talk on Facebook and YouTube. And of course, to download, stream, and listen to the podcast, it's iTunes, Spotify, and Podbean. Like, share, listen, love. Help us out over here. And good to be back. Sorry for the week. I'm sorry.
Hey, stop it. Let's get into it. This is what everyone wants. It's Quick Pick Six time. The Would You Rather edition.
Ooh.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
Would you rather be on top or bottom?
On top.
Yeah. Would you rather have every meal that you eat be a little bit more spicy or just a little bit more sweet?
A little bit spicy.
You like the little kick?
Yeah, I like a little kick.
Like a little kick in the dick.
Keeps me on my toes.
Would you rather never have to wear socks again or never have to wear underwear again?
never have to wear socks again.
Really? You like your...
I need the comfort. I need the support.
You know what? And the G-strings you wear, I'm sure are just phenomenal. Would you rather constantly be itchy or sticky?
What a tough question.
It's a tough
one.
This
is down the middle. I'm going to go with sticky.
See... And you know what the sticky one is like?
I'm itching right now, man. I'm annoyed.
Look. Yeah, so you got to scratch it. And then, but if you're always sticky, aren't you wondering, like, where is it coming from? How am I sticky? What did I just eat?
Well, if you're
but
one
I had
of
pineapple. Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Well, if you had an upside down pineapple and you're at one of those New York parties,
this is all about consciousness. You said it, and I didn't even want to say pineapple. It was just stuck in my head.
You wanted to say
I wanted to say something, right? Something dry. I don't know, whatever. Would you rather be stuck on an island alone or be stuck on an island with the guy you hate most?
Guy I hate most.
See, I always knew you just don't want to be alone.
I don't like being alone. But here's the thing. Number one, I think I could turn him. I think we could be good friends.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, I kill him and eat him and I got food for a week.
Question B to that question. If you're Tom Hanks on that, can you get off? Do you think you would have devised a plan just like Tom to get off that island? Because it was pretty decisive. Yeah. He was a smart guy.
To get off the island, look, yeah, I'm very confident I could have survived.
Yeah.
But to get off, yeah, you know what? Yeah.
You think you
got to? Well, think about it. If you're surviving, you got all that time.
Right.
You got nothing but time.
True.
I would have built a better raft.
But he was doing some big math in that cave.
He was doing a lot of math.
But
it was a lot
my
of
question
math.
Is this. He was just a logistic guy at FedEx?
Get out of here.
Come on.
Logistics.
The guy worked for NASA before. You don't do that kind of math. He's like, oh my God, we are as far out as the state of Texas. What? How did you figure that out?
You know, I'll tell you his biggest achievement. Remember when he spiked the fish from like 10 feet away with the spear?
Yes.
Now that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's what made it believable. Like, this guy can make a raft.
He did well. And P.S., he's Greek. Would you rather be able to speak to animals or speak several languages?
I'd rather speak to animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think that I'd rather have that kind of that kind of military on my side.
You convinced me. I'm not even going to say it. Bonus question. Would you rather see texts of your ex-girlfriend that were written about you or have her see the ones that you wrote about her?
The ones I wrote about her. Yeah, I don't need those hard truths.
I hate to say you wouldn't want to see the pictures I sent. Ew.
Oh!
All right, from there, let's get to the boxing. This weekend, November 28th, it is finally going to happen. It's Iron Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. in what they're calling an exhibition fight. However, over the last couple of weeks, I've seen nothing but Mike Tyson interviews. He looks fantastic. He looks good. But he also has been a little bit off lately. Like, he's had some interviews where he's been... I don't want to use the word off, but he's been off. I don't know how else to explain it. He seems a little not himself. I'll just use
he's
that.
Very excited for this contest.
He's excited, but he's also been crying. He seems like from a mental point of view, something's not right. But from that being said, here's my question to you. You're the boxing guru. You're the guy I go to with these questions. What are we going to expect out of this fight? Is it just purely an exhibition like they say it is? Or what if one of these guys actually, well, somebody's going to win. Does this maybe strike the comeback?
I personally think there's a couple things going on here. So, yes, meaning the boxing insider that I am, if you will. Look, you got to remember one thing, you guys. Roy Jones Jr. and Mike Tyson are two boxers that had a very, very bad time with their money. They both spent it all. So, Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson, and Roy Jones Jr. probably go down in history as three boxers that blew it all. So, they need the money. Oh. And that's why Roy Jones has been fighting still to this day.
Like, I didn't know that.
They unfortunately actually do need the money. And so, that's the one side. So, good for them for capitalizing on them. From the fight perspective, I don't think that you take the compete out of Mike Tyson ever.
Mm.
Right? I think he's going to go in there and actually compete as if this was... just another fight in his career, like part of his legacy. He's going to go try to take his head off.
Right.
I think Roy Jones knows that. I don't think Roy Jones is any different. And actually, as a matter of fact, I don't know if any boxer would be different, because this is the fight game. This is no headgear. Two guys trying to win.
Yeah.
They don't know any. They, like, how do you pull a punch?
Yeah.
How do you, like, once one of them gets hit with a solid one, how do you pull a punch?
I couldn't agree more, but here's my thing. Like, isn't Jones technically, no matter what and how we look at it, at a disadvantage? Like, Mike is technically shorter than most heavyweights, but he's a heavyweight. Yeah. Jones and him might be, dare I say, they might be the same height, or maybe Jones has got like an inch on him or something, but he's like 30, dare I say, 50 pounds lighter than him. Mike Tyson has always been a machine. If he hits him, like, I guess what I'm saying is, let's say Mike punches him, knocks him out first punch. Let's just throw out this scenario. I paid $80 to watch Mike Tyson knock out Roy Jones. Okay. Congratulations. Wicked. If Roy Jones beats Mike Tyson, like, in a lot of ways, this is all the pressures on Mike, A, and B, and even if he wins or he doesn't win, he's the bigger guy. So it's like, it's kind of weird that they're even fighting, I guess, is really
no,
where I'm going
you know
with
what?
This.
No, it's not, because Roy Jones could have fought as a heavyweight very easily.
Oh, really?
Very easily, yeah. So if you look at, like, so he fought, you know, he fought at super, you know, at super lightweight. And then he was fighting at cruiserweight for the most of his career. After cruiserweight is really heavyweight. Heavyweight's 205 open season, right? Okay. So, yeah, he could have fought there easy, because there's another boxer named James Toney, yeah, right? Like, Roy Jones and James Toney had a couple tiffs. And then that was at that near heavyweight division, if not at times in the heavyweight division. James Toney was the heavyweight champion for a very long time. Mm. So being heavyweight's not a big concern for Roy Jones Jr. But Roy Jones Jr. is the better boxer.
Well, he is, absolutely.
Right.
So who do you think that has the pressure on them then, based on what I said a second ago?
I think Mike Tyson has the pressure on him more than Roy Jones, because Mike Tyson is just Mike Tyson.
Right.
And the expectation is Mike Tyson goes out, gets your head off, wins. Is this, you know, we remember him being this crazy, crazy heavyweight, and he has an expectation now to fulfill that. He's trying to sell that. Roy Jones Jr., everyone's like, yeah, the slick boxer, kind of showboat, cocky in the ring, you know, tap, tap here, go, 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 go. And like, you're going to get out of Roy Jones what you always got out of Roy Jones. Just, you know, so yeah, there's a lot of pressure. And Mike Tyson's the one instigating this kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so, yeah, there's definitely more pressure.
Hmm. Interesting.
I think Roy Jones Jr. is going to win, though.
I think Roy Jones is, no. I'm going to go with Tyson. I think that the amount of pressure on Tyson is just too much. And, well, put it like this. If it goes past three rounds, then yeah, Roy Jones, 100%. I'll go with Roy.
Yeah, if it goes past three, it's over.
Yeah, I agree. From there, let's go to the other fighting that happens. This one's on the ice. It's the NHL. But this fighting that the NHL is having right now, it's not fighting on the ice. It's fighting in the boardroom. Look, COVID has caused a lot of problems. They had to go back to the collective bargaining agreement. They had to redo it for COVID. And this is the one time I wish Johnny Hockey was not in bed already and he could come on and explain this a little bit more. But here's what I derived. Bottom line, there was the contracts were signed because of what happened with COVID, okay? Right. And the owners, after signing what they thought was a good deal, turned around now going, oh my God, wave two's coming through. Fans are probably still not going to be in the stadiums. And they are asking the players, hey, crack open that contract again. This is not fair to us. We want to renegotiate. The players, with all due respect, are going, no, a contract's a contract. The owners now, some owners are coming back going, listen, reopen it or we're going to have some problems, because we're going to cry wolf and say, hey, we don't have enough money to do this. We can't pay you guys. We need you guys to reopen this contract. We need to renegotiate. We have to do everything. Who's in the right? Who's in the wrong? It's pretty evident that the owners are in the wrong here. But here's the chicken and the egg theory. If the owners really don't want to play, and there are some owners going, look, if we start the season, we might A, opt out and just say we can't afford to have a team this year, or B, we can't afford it, and it's just going to cause more of a muck. And so you need the owners to pay the players, or should the players stick to their guns and say, no, I don't care what you guys got to do. You got to end up paying us. Pay us our money. Pay me, Johnny.
See, I disagree. I think the owners are in the complete right here.
Really?
I think they're 100% in the right. Look,
why?
There's not going to be a stadium for these people to play in, okay? I'm sorry, but revenues are down, mm-hmm. and everyone feels the pinch, and every other worker out there feels the pinch too. So you know what? If I were the owners, I'd be like, look, sorry to say, but how about no contract? Why don't you take a CERB payment for a year?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you get paid $2,000 a month? Go find work. Go play hockey somewhere. Like, you know, this is not about... Usually I side with the players, right? Because the owners, from a business perspective, are always trying to put the squeeze on, right? How can they control payrolls? How can they control the salary caps, right? And you know, look, I'm a proponent of people getting paid. You know that, Mitch.
Yeah,
I'm true. Always player first.
Yep.
In this case, though, it's like, hey, players, there's no money to be paid, you guys.
Right.
How, like, you know, how are we here again? I remember in 2013... The CBA that happened, it was locked out for half a year. I think January 6th or 7th, they finally negotiated and came back. Okay, this is COVID. There's no money to go around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't understand what's so hard that the players can't come, or the agents to the players, the NHLPA can't come and say, look, how about we work this deal out? I understand that shit hit the fan.
Yeah.
Let's base it off of revenues. We demand at least a certain percentage. We demand at least the minimum, okay?
Yeah.
And if you don't pay it for to us today,
yeah,
why don't you owe it to us down the road? Let's all get through this. I mean, how the hell can the players ask for their money and actually watch teams go bankrupt?
It's true.
There's already teams on the hook, man.
I agree. And here's the thing. I'm on your side. And for once, I'm going to be like PA and go down the middle, because it's a tricky one. See, here's the thing.
It is a tricky one.
And I'm not saying like you're wrong, because you make some really good points. I've always been where you've always been on the players. I actually have always kind of been on the other side going, hey, man, somebody owns this team. Somebody's paying the bills. And so at the end of the day, my heart goes out to them a little bit, because it's not easy. I don't care if you're Robert Kraft from the New England Patriots. I don't care if you're Jerry Jones from Dallas, or if you're an owner of the Calgary Flames, or Ted Leonis of the Washington Capitals, or and so on. These guys are all billionaires. But they got there because they're good businessmen. They made good decisions. They saw opportunities where others didn't. And that's why they are where they are and where we aren't. The only problem I have with this is this. I think they got a little, I won't use the word duped, but they somehow dropped the ball as a unit. And this is more on Gary Bettman. If Gary Bettman is their representative as an owner, as the owner's, you know, lawyer, right? As the commissioner. This contract, when they were putting it together pre-COVID to get the season started, or during the COVID, like, you know, getting the restart of the season, how could they have not thought that this might be prolonged longer than they thought? The owners went into this going, okay, we're going to do the season. We're going to do you guys a solid. We're going to get this up and running, blah, blah, blah. This is unconventional for us. But come the new year, when there's fans in there, we're going to benefit. Well, lo and behold, here we are, only a month out from quote-unquote training camp should be starting, and a new season should be starting in mid-January, early January, and the owners are now going, wait a minute, we're in lockdown again? Are you telling, what, the fans are not going to be in those seats? And so now the owners are coming back going, we want to renegotiate. Can I go back and talk to my mortgage company and say, excuse me, I know I signed that 5-year, but can I change that to a 2-year now? That doesn't happen. And the owners of all people should know that that's not how.
But what do the mortgage companies do? They say, look, what we're going to do is cut you a break, but you still got to pay it all back. And the players should do that to the owners. Be like, look, you're right. Because I will take the argument that the owners are like, let's get these guys. And then when fans come in, guess what? Margins go up because we worked this deal. I get that side. But I don't understand what's so hard of saying, look, no one expected second round of lockdowns.
Right.
We see the ends in sight. There's vaccines coming out that are promising and going to help. Side note, if you're that company from England that's only 70% effective while everyone else is 90, do you fire your whole staff?
Yeah, what's up with
like,
that?
Like, they were probably so happy, and then they're like, oh, we can't break this news.
Yeah, we can.
What the fuck? Like, yeah. Oh, man. That's it? Right.
Yeah.
Bad. Yeah. Bad.
Where did you guys go?
You gotta lie.
Harvard.
Harvard. No, but my point is where what I don't like what the players are doing is, I'm not saying that they should take a permanent loss of salary. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is the PA should say, look, we need to all band together and get this going on for the sake of your job, their job, the league, and the teams. How about this, owners? What do you owe Sidney Crosby? What do you owe?
That's right.
Mitch Marner. What do you owe them? Well, we owe them $10 million this year. Perfect. What can you afford to pay them? Two. Good. You're going to give them four.
Yeah.
Now, the just like you say with the mortgage companies,
right.
But at the end of this term,
right.
You're getting juice.
And that's what they're trying
you're
to do.
You're getting points.
That's what they're trying
to do. That's the solution.
You're right. That's what they're trying to do. But here's the thing. The owners now, and to your point, everything you said is absolutely correct as from a 50,000-foot view, top, how it should be done. You're absolutely right. And I'm sure that's what they're talking about. The owners are playing hardball because what the owners are doing and going, guys, we'll just walk away. And this is where I side with the players. And I'm like, the players do have to give in. Because at the end of the day, with all due respect, players, and here we're two guys talking sports and this and that, what else are you guys going to do? You guys are hell, your feet are literally held to the fire, and these owners will pull because the NHL and all these teams that these owners have, that's not their primary business, you guys. That's what we tend to forget. We think that this is their only business.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter, Mitch.
But
that
hold on,
shouldn't
what I'm
be
saying,
in the argument.
It shouldn't, but it is, and that's reality. And this is what I'm trying to get at, is at the end of the day, the players.
Yeah, but that's like saying, hey, Sidney Crosby, you got a Tim Hortons deal, so go fuck yourself.
Well, all I'm saying, I think...
It's not fair.
But no, it's not. But that's just... This is the way business and life is, and this is what I'm worried. What I'm saying is that the owners, at the end of the day, can pull rank and go, well, we're all done. And then what's happened? NHL loses a season, NHL loses fans, NHL loses revenue, and they're up right now for the NBC TV, like the contract's up. They'll lose that as well. Unfortunately, the owners, maybe earlier when I said, how could they not have sinned? Maybe they did it on purpose. I don't know. Maybe this is why they are millionaires. They saw an opportunity
again.
But individually. And at the end of the day, sorry, let me just finish this thought, is that the players will have to play ball as much as they don't want to, and maybe they shouldn't have to. They're going to have to, because if you don't, guys, well, you know, at the end of the day, I hope you guys saved your money, because the owners can weather this. You know, for many of you, maybe not so much.
Yeah, but you know what? Individually, this is where I have a problem with it. If I'm a player making $10 million individually, that's my loss for this year.
Yeah.
Whereas the owner's loss is in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So collectively as a team, payrolls are whatever, 80 million, let's say, right? But if I'm an individual, and so when you have that individual conversation, you say, look, if I'm on the hook for 500 million and you're just going to lose 1.7, guess what, pal? You're losing the 1.7.
We're saying the same thing differently. Right. I'm in the agreement with you. I'm saying that the owners do have all the risk. Let's call it what it is.
But here's where the players, this is why the underlying why I don't like what the players are doing. They look and they go, so let me get this straight. We were able to do a half season or a two-third season, a quick playoffs, pretty good success. Everyone was happy. No one in the stands. Yeah, you know what? We don't got to rush back.
No, you don't. But watch this. This is where the players, for the first time in a long time, if maybe ever, they actually have the upper hand. And the problem is they don't know what to do with it. Okay, they for years they've been scraping, trying to get that. Now they have it. And this is let's use a poker analogy. Okay, they have pocket aces. They see the flop. They see that the owner just went all in. Going all in regards to, go ahead. I'm putting it the whole season on the go. Go ahead, beat me. If you beat me, congrats.
So what?
If you beat me, my analogy is simply this, that the players go, if I beat them, we're not going to have a season, but we'll get our point across. Like, it's literally a really tough situation right now for the players. I get it. But for once, where they've always been struggling to have the upper hand, they have it for once, and it's not the circumstance, not the opportunity for them to have it. This is just bad timing on their part to have it, and that's where I see it. Let me give you this one last thing where I said the NBC contracts. And to you NHL players, my heart goes out to you guys because I want to see you guys play. I love watching hockey, and I love but you guys got to remember, the owners play the bills. But watch this, okay? This is where you guys have to work together. We're about to get into it in the NBA. Last week was the first round, or is the NBA draft, okay? First round draft pick goes to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards, first round draft pick, first pick overall from Georgia.
No surprise there.
$44.2 million contract, 20 of that. That's, by the way, that's what you get for being first overall. $44.2 million, 20 million of it guaranteed. The New York Rangers this year picked with the first overall pick, the unanimous guy,
Alexis Lemarnier. This guy is supposed to be like the next Sidney Crosby, okay? $11.3 million is given to the first round pick, but only $517,000 is guaranteed. This is the problem, NHL. And I use that as an entire unit that you guys have. You got to start getting more fans, more TV agencies. You guys got to get all these guys with you guys, because that disconnect right there.
Yep.
If the NBA is second and, dare I say, third, where NFL is easily number one, MLB and NBA are always flip-flopping, and this is third, 517 guaranteed versus 20 million. This kid, Anthony Edwards, may never play a game, maybe the biggest bust, and he's going to walk away $20 million.
He'll make
million
more career
dollars.
Earnings maybe than the Frenier will.
Exactly.
Make. It's crazy.
And he's going to have to, and he'll have to be like Gretzky-esque to get even near that money.
To get the big money.
Do you see what I'm saying? So NHL has bigger problems or bigger obstacles. Let's not call them problems. You guys have bigger obstacles to. That's the money you guys should be garnering. Because in my opinion, an NHL player and an NBA player are not
that
far
apart. People get
away
with it, Mitch. Yeah. I agree. But you know where people get away with it? Is an NHL player will never play NBA basketball. And an NBA, like, money is not the motivator for people that get into those sports. Because they just go into the sport they like.
Right.
And that they can, that they can play.
Right.
Otherwise, everyone would play baseball.
I couldn't agree more.
Right? Because otherwise you get $20 million just to scratch your nuts and sit on a bench.
Which, by the way, can I have that job?
We do that every week for free for you, the fan.
Exactly. You're welcome, Roster, and you guys don't even do anything for it. Well, you're welcome. We missed a week, and this is what we get.
Maybe invite us to a swinger party or something.
One's a blue moon. A pineapple cake. That's too much to ask for. I was going to talk a little bit about NBA, but I don't want to. I just want to say a couple of sweet. No, you know why? Because I thought about it after and I saw where we are in time. I want to do a little more NFL than I do NBA, but I'm just going to throw this out. Last week, I alluded to it. Minnesota Timberwolves with the first overall pick. They take the guy Anthony Edwards out of Georgia. Number two pick was a guy named James Wiseman out of Memphis. He went to the Golden State Warriors, who are just going to be stacked. But Klay Thompson ends up rupturing his Achilles again. He's gone for another year. Then the number three pick, it's you, LaMelo Ball, and the Ball family. And where do they go? To Mr. Jordan's team, the Charlotte Hornets. I'm curious to see, can Ball and Jordan coexist with each other? Very interesting. That's the only thing. The last thing I want to bring up in the NBA is, we never talked about it, but I want to say this. James Harden, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant could possibly be on the same team. James Harden literally turned down $50 million, the max you can get.
Yep.
The max that a team is allowed to give one single player for one single year. He said, no thank you, Houston Rockets. I'd like to go to Brooklyn. I so badly want him to go to, for all the drama that will happen between Kevin Durant, Kyrie, who thinks the world is flat, and James Harden. This is too good to be, I can't ask for anything better.
No. I disagree. I think it's going to be great.
You think it'll be great?
Well, hold on. Let's think about this for a sec. Kevin Durant and James Harden.
It hasn't happened yet, but...
Look, I'm a betting man, if you will.
Yeah, of course.
And I bet it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Harden did the thing in Houston. Mm-hmm. He did the whole, let's bring Westbrook back to reignite that chemistry. We got a little Chris Paul. Let's see if we can make it work.
Right.
And what happens? The style of ball that they play, they can't beat the Lakers.
Yeah.
Okay, end of story.
True.
So what does he do? He goes, hey, I remember back in OKC, I remember I played with another guy.
Yeah.
There was three of us there. There was another guy.
This guy.
And he won one.
What? Yeah.
He won. Wait.
No, he won two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He won two. And actually, he was MVP too.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
And I'm going to go play with him now. So they know how to play with each other.
Sure.
This is where Kyrie... Easy fix. Kyrie is either in or you're out.
Right.
So either you go back to the Miami Heat days.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, the Cavalier days.
Yeah.
And you remember your second place. Okay.
I just
get, or you're out.
I would be like, listen, admit that the world is round. Do it. And if you can't, you got to go.
You got to go.
You got to go.
No, come on, man. If he goes Harden and Durant, chemistry right away, they're going to pick up where they went. It's up to Kyrie. He's got to learn his role. If he doesn't.
Steve Nash, the head coach.
I mean, we're so talking. Much drama. They're going to be dropping it. More dimes than Brooklyn streets.
I just want it to happen for so many reasons.
Yeah.
All for my own benefit. That's drama, right. The fighting.
I don't think it'll be as much drama as you think.
Oh,
plus, dude. Brooklyn.
It's Brooklyn. Biggie Smalls country. That's right. All right. From there, we go to the greatest Biggie Smalls on this podcast. It's the 60-second snap count. It's my boy, Dimitri. We're ready to go. I got the clock. Let me pull it back up. I just had it. Dun, dun, dun. I missed this. Can I tell you how much I missed it?
I missed it, too.
And go.
Look, if there's anything that the Titans have proved, it's two things. Number one, they are the real deal and contenders. And the second thing is they made the Ravens look like an overhyped dud. Look, speaking of duds, the Lions scored 0 points. Zero. How do you do that in the NFL? That is actually the worst achievement of all time. Look, speaking of achievements, I really don't think that the Pats are going to finish over 500. And speaking of finish, hey, Valdez Scandling, you got to catch in overtime. Oh. Okay, speaking of catch, is anyone going to catch the Steelers? Speaking of stealing, New Orleans, they might be on pace to steal the NFC. Speaking of stealing again, KC and LA decided to steal the show with what I think is the game of the week. And look, let's talk about game of the weeks. I'll say it right now, Mr. Tom Brady. It looks like every game, each and every week that you play, you are deteriorating. Rating, my friend. Now, we talk about Belichick or Brady, you decide. And that's the 60-second snap count.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw this out there. It was a week off. You would say to yourself, most guys are rusty. He looked down. He saw he was going a little late. And what he did, he goes, screw it. I'm pulling rank. And he did. 1 minute, point zero. I'm taking a picture. 0.01. He did it even with my fat finger coming down to hit it. He did it again. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy, I don't think people give you enough credit and enough love for what you do, sir.
I do what I can.
I'm just saying, because this, sir, is impressive.
Get the pineapples ready,
baby.
Get
the pineapples ready. That's going to be the name of this podcast. All right.
You know what? I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, you write that down. Tell her we're going to call her in a few seconds because that's coming up. But before all that.
The upside down pineapple.
Yeah, upside down pineapple. Here we go. Let's talk about what happened last week. Over the last couple of weeks, it's been a little crazy. Last week, we obviously didn't talk about what happened, but who cares? Let's talk about what happened last week. We can start with a little Russell Wilson on Thursday night. He finally got his ass in gear again and ended up beating Arizona. Good on you. Good. We can talk about Mahomes and the fact that he admits that he puts ketchup on turkey, but I don't want to go there because he beat the Raiders. And by the way, did I not tell you the Raiders were built to beat the KC?
It was there for the finish.
But still.
It was there.
But they, you know what? KC, Raiders right now, if they were to play in the playoffs, if the playoffs started today, they would actually play KC, and Andy Reid wants no piece of those Raiders. The Raiders are real, man.
Call a spade on that game. It was back and forth. Yep. It was tight.
Yep.
Casey's just KC. But you're right. The Raiders are built to beat them. Let's remember.
Right.
Derek Carr had an opportunity to close the game out. He just didn't.
He didn't. But all I'm saying, and I'm not. This isn't me trying to be right. I'm just saying, KC's starting to heat up a little bit. But the Raiders are right there. They're right there. Let's go over to Baltimore, my favorite punching bag. Lamar, you lost again. You guys were up at halftime. You were up through the whole game. And then a little guy, dare I say a big guy named Derrick Henry said, I want this. Give me the ball, coach. Oof. And he destroys them. I don't want to start there. Where I want to start is what you said in your 60-second snap count. Monday Night Football. LA Rams. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What is going on? This is where I am going to say I'm right. A couple weeks ago, I said, there's something wrong with Bruce Arians, head coach. There's something wrong with Tom Brady. And what I don't like is what's happening. And that second half, Tom Brady is the GOAT. He did not look like the GOAT. He did not look like even the second GOAT. He looked horrible. And there's something wrong in Tampa Bay.
I don't want to say I was right, but I'm right. What's going on with Tampa Bay?
So I can be man enough to admit that I think not only was I wrong, but I was completely wrong about what looks to be happening here. And normally I'd say, look, everyone, relax. You know the...
It's coming back next week.
You know the segment. Relax. But I don't know if I can relax. So normally I would say to you, look, man, everyone's got a bad game, just like what happened, you know, a couple weeks before.
Right.
Everyone's got a bad game. You get through it, this, that. Yeah, you know, everyone throws bad balls. Okay. But that's not the case here.
Mm-mm.
I said, wow, Tampa Bay's winning games, beating teams, and they haven't even fully clicked yet.
Yeah.
Now you can make the argument that they made a couple pieces. Like, I'm like, the defense hasn't tightened up, and Brady still hasn't found the real connections. You know, Mitch, when you're right, you're just really right. You bring too many receivers and stars on a team.
Right.
You don't know what to do with the star players, i.e., look at Evans.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Evans was catching like a pro with Jameis Winston. I mean, you bring in the Brady, he should be catching double time.
All
but you
day.
Brought in more. I get why you brought in more, but maybe that is a problem. Right. Maybe having the three running back rotate, maybe that is a problem.
Maybe.
I don't know, but here's what I saw. Tom Brady, in the span of 2 minutes, showed me why he's the GOAT and why he is completely deteriorating. Mm. He makes one pass, threads the needle.
Yes, I know.
Right?
The play.
You
yep.
know the play. Yes. It happened in the previous possession before the game was over. Threads the needle, boom, catch. I'm like, wow. I'm sitting there, and Thamara was what? I'm like, he can still throw that ball. And that play disregarded everything he did before in the game.
To some degree, you're like, okay. Because they really only lost by a touchdown.
Yeah, when it counts, it counts.
It's true, yeah.
But that interception.
Yeah.
To kill the game.
Yeah.
Was not even close.
No, it's not.
That was bad.
He might as well just threw right to the guy.
That was actually really bad. And so my point is Tom Brady is just inconsistent when given too much freedom at this point of his career.
Right.
I mean, there's something to be said about playing to your strengths.
Here's the thing with Tom.
Do you think Arians is kind of giving up on him and trying to be like, you know what?
Can I tell you something? If it was any other quarterback watching that game, especially the second half, does he not get pulled?
Yes.
And he would. Any other quarterback would have got pulled. Even Tua, who was on a 4-game or 3-game winning streak, got pulled with the last 10 minutes against Denver. And they put Fitzmagic back in and they ended up losing. What I'm getting at is this. So I'm reading that book, Dynasty, I told you. The one with the New England Patriots. Really good. And what we tend to forget, do you think in 2011, remember this, Tom Brady had Randy Moss, Wes Welker, Aaron Hernandez, and Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, and they lost.
They lost. But what I'm getting at is, where in my head I'm like, man, he's got all this firepower, and he's got all these options. He doesn't know what to do because over the last couple of years, he's been on a New England team that didn't have it. I completely forgot that he did have that firepower around him before. And yes, he lost, but they also went 15-0 until they lost in the Super Bowl. They also broke offensive records when they had these guys and then ended up losing in the Super Bowl or in a playoff game. But what I'm pointing at is that the age is starting to catch up to Tom. As much as I hate to admit it, I'm only a year behind him.
You know what the Bucks are reminding me of?
What's that?
WCW.
Yes.
They basically went out and got Hogan and the Macho Man and Ric Flair.
Great point.
And all the tried, tested, and true people. But you know what? At the end of the day, I just don't know if it's actually going to work anymore.
I couldn't agree more. All I'm going to say at the end of the day is this, that Tom Brady, as much as I love him, man, he is starting to fall apart, and he's showing everyone he's a systems quarterback.
Yeah.
And that,
maybe.
Billy, call him. Make up with each other. You guys need each other. This is obvious now. Let's let bygones be bygones.
Let's just talk about it.
So last week, 2 weeks ago actually, I made a bet against my wife. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a man of my word, and I can admit when I'm wrong. I lost 9-8 to Katarina. She got her two game. Let me give you the last part of it. So I'm up. She hit her five-star pick of the game, which gives her 2 points. Sunday night football. It's Baltimore versus New England. I take Baltimore. Don't know why. Lamar. And she takes New England. New England wins that.
So we're tied going into Monday night. I take the Bears because I hate the Vikings. She takes the smarter pick, takes the Vikings, and she beats me fair and square. My wife, 9-8, you'll meet her in the playoffs.
Now, Mitch, that might be the most embarrassing thing in the world.
No.
It is the dumb, like, it is, no, it's actually bad because you run a sports podcast. Yeah, she's so never watched a sport in her life.
She watches
and
me.
Just to show
me
you.
Me in bed is a sport as it is. She may not watch it. She experiences it.
But look, but you know what? Yeah. I'm not a man just to sit here and call you out and yell at you and be like, oh, you can't even beat your own wife.
Right.
I'm not that type of hypocrite.
You know.
That's why this week roster.
That's right.
I'm answering the call and I'm going to be facing off against my wife.
That's right. Fair is
live. I'm live on Real Locker Room Talk. It's going to be me versus my wife, Tamara. Tamara, you are live on the air with Real Locker Room Talk with Mitch and your husband, Dimitri. Like, how are you?
It's like listening to an angel.
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for having me on the air. I feel honored.
Don't get fooled, Roster. She's not this sweet in real life.
Tamara, how are you, honey? How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
How are the babies?
Oh, they're good. Calliope is running into the room right now. So if you guys hear background noise, it will be from her.
Okay, not a problem. We don't mind. Calliope can also make the picks. Here we go, Tamara. It's you versus your husband. I lost to my wife last week, so a little pressure on you.
Tamara, he lost to Katarina last week. Hey.
And you know what? I think she can take you. I think
What an idiot. So check this out, Tamara. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you the games. You're going to pick the winner.
Just the winner. Yeah.
For whatever game you feel confident on, you got to give your five-star pick of the week, and it's worth double.
Okay. Ready.
Here we go. I will send out the games to you and Dimitri. Honors to the guest, Tamara. First game is tomorrow. It's Thursday. It's Thanksgiving in the States. It's the Houston Texans versus the Detroit Lions.
Houston Texans versus the Detroit Lions. I'm going to go with Houston because I like that.
Great pick. Dimitri?
You know what? I'm going to have to go ahead and agree with you, Tamara. I'm going Houston as well.
Dimitri, we go to you. It's the Dallas. It's the Washington football team versus the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm going to go with Dallas.
Great, Tamara. Thank you.
You know what? I'm going to go with Dallas as well.
Oh, copying your wife, I see. No. All right, fair enough.
It's all strategy.
Here we go. It's the Los Angeles Chargers versus the Buffalo Bills.
Chargers.
Also a great pick. Dimitri?
This is where we have separation, my dear. I will take the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
It's the Tennessee Titans. Don't be tricked. Just throwing it out there. Versus the Indianapolis Colts.
I'm going to go with the Colts.
Very good, Tamara. Great
really,
pick.
Really good pick, Tamara. But what they did to the Packers last week, I'm upset. Give me the Titans, Mitch.
Oh, here we go. It's the Carolina Panthers versus the Minnesota Vikings.
I'm going to go with Vikings.
Tamara, we used to be friends. Go ahead.
And I'm going to go with the Panthers.
Panthers. Dimitri.
Separation.
Here we go. It's the Cleveland Browns, Tamara, against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, gosh. Let's go with Cleveland.
Great pick.
They have a good basketball team.
You know what? That's why I love you. Dimitri?
You know what? I'm also going to go with Cleveland, my dear.
Beautiful. It's the New York Giants taking on the Cincinnati Bengals, who, by the way, lost their starting quarterback. I think your wife deserves to know.
Fair point.
I was going to go with the New York Giants anyway.
Beautiful.
I'm going to go with the Giants as well.
Cheater. The Arizona Cardinals versus the New England Patriots.
Ooh, okay, I know both of these teams. I'm going to go with New England.
Great. I like that pick.
You know what, Thamara? I have to agree with you on this. You're making this very difficult for
me. You know
me.
What? Stop copying your wife's picks.
Well, fine. I'll go first next. Okay. Thamara, I'll go first on the next
the
one.
Miami Dolphins versus the New York Jets. Wow, congratulations, Dimitri.
I'm going to take the Miami Dolphins.
I was going to take the Dolphins, too.
Yeah. See? Aw, kindred spirits.
See, this is the difference.
This is.
13 years with Dimitri. I have to say, I've watched parts of games and know some of these teams. I don't know a lot, but
this is
you've been playing possum. You've been waiting for this moment, haven't you?
I love it. Let's go to the Las Vegas Raiders versus the Atlanta Falcons.
I'm gonna go with the Falcons.
Falcons. Tamara.
Tamara. Tamara. This is where, unfortunately, my dear, you made a mistake. Because not only is your husband taking the Las Vegas Raiders, but I'm also taking them as my five-star pick of the week.
Don't worry. There's a lot of great games still available for you, Tamara. Don't worry. It's the Baltimore Ravens versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Great call, Tamara.
This is where separation happens again.
This is out of spite, by the way.
No. The Baltimore Ravens are going to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow. Okay, Tamara, it's the New Orleans Saints versus the Denver Broncos.
I'm going to go with the Saints, the New Orleans Saints.
Good call, Tamara.
Times that by two.
Here, only a few more games. It's the San Francisco 49ers versus the LA Rams.
I'm going to go with the San Francisco
49ers. Ooh, I love it, Tamara. I like that pick.
Tough divisional pick. I kind of want to side with you, but I'm going to go with the Rams. I'm going to go with my gut.
And you know what I call that, Tamara? Meh. Meh. From there, we go to the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game of the week. Go ahead.
Okay, I have to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. That's my sister and her husband's favorite team, so I'm going with
KC. Tamara, did you want to maybe make that your five-star? Five-star?
Yes, can I make that my five-star, five-star pick of the week?
Good girl, Dimitri.
Well, you better have my five-star dinner ready when I come. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
Which one do you want?
I want KC.
I want KC
on this one, yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah, good pick.
Surprise. Sunday night, two more games, Tamara. It's the Chicago Bears versus the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, I have to go with the Green Bay Packers.
That's right.
I know you guys love them. Yeah, I want them to win.
I love you too, honey. I love you too. And I was kidding about that five-star chauvinistic joke. I could just go through the drive-thru.
Drive-thru's fine.
You know what? I'll make dinner tonight.
You know what? You should make dinner tonight. And Monday night football, it's the Seattle Seahawks versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Tamara, honors to you.
Guys, I think I know both of these teams. They're very, very familiar. I don't know anything about them. So it's the Seahawks versus
Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles.
They're both birds.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the Eagles.
Eagles.
Ooh. I don't know why we did that. I am going to go with the Seattle Seahawks.
There it is. There's enough separation to determine a winner. Tamara, you are the best. Thank you very much for letting Dimitri come over and doing this during the COVID lockdown.
Guys, I might need to actually tune into some of these games now to find out if I won or not.
Oh, you will. And putting a little money makes it even more fun, too. Just a little.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks. Guys?
No, thank you, Tamara. I gotta say, those were I'm actually
She's
sweating.
Got,
those are some pretty good picks.
Yeah, you're up against some.
You got the right amount of upset going on in there. Tamara, if you were to pick five of those games to make a ticket out of, which are your top five? No, I'm just kidding. Okay, bye, honey.
Okay, bye. Have fun, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Kalinikta.
Well, that was nice.
That was nice.
Yeah.
You know, that was great. Family interaction during
the
podcast.
I'm not going to lie to you. Now I see why you lost the cut.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It's stressful.
Because I'm looking, I'm like, has she been watching this whole time?
See, the thing is, they do.
They're
like, oh, just do the laundry, honey, while you're watching. And it's like, why is he doing cover two with the corner over the top? That makes no sense.
Yeah, why?
She's like, obviously in a zone blitz. Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, what?
Play action in an eye formation. What?
You know, Jonathan Taylor's like one of the best backs in the league right now, like on fantasy, right?
Honey, do you think Trevor Lawrence will go first? What? I mean, Joey Lawrence, you know, from the show Blossom. Sorry, my mistake.
So funny.
Deep down there, actually. That's a TV show.
That's a TV show.
Where it's like the sports wives actually have an underground, like they
write that down.
You know what, NBC? You're welcome.
Yeah.
So they have like an underground. I can't even say it.
Yeah, no,
you know
what
I'm going.
Let's call pitch. Call us for the pitch.
We'll do the pitch. I got
there
the
it
Harris a job.
It's time for everyone's favorite segment. Well, maybe second favorite. It's Rapid Banter. I love it. Here we go. Thor Bjornsson and Andy Hall, or Richie Hall, pardon me, they are strongmen. And they decided September 2021, they're getting into a huge boxing match. Will somebody die in this fight?
Absolutely.
Rapid Banter. Post Malone says Drake sucks at beer pong. Is this how beef start in the rap game?
Leave the guy Malone. Rapid banter.
I don't. Like I said, you know, guys, I don't know what he's going to say, so that one caught me a little off guard. Dave Portnoy, owner and all-round god when it comes to the sports podcast business, owner of Barstool. A couple weeks ago, $50,000 was lost on the Bills money line. What would you have done with that $50,000?
Lose it on the Bills money line. Rapid banter.
Many, including us, are saying Kyrie and Harden is the worst combo ever. What is the worst combo ever?
Sonny and Cher. Rapid banter.
Scientists are saying mouthwash helps kill COVID. Should we be guzzling mouthwash?
You know, I'm just not going to go there. Rapid banter.
Soul Cycle, instructors are accused of having sex with their clients and fat shaming. Thoughts?
I mean, you know.
How much is a membership?
Where do I sign?
People pay for that kind of stuff. Rapid banter. Kenyon Martin has a kid that just got drafted in the NBA. How old do you feel now?
Kenyon, believe that?
Rapid banter. Vancouver wants to be the first city in Canada to decriminalize drugs and simple drug possession. Good idea or bad?
Oh, bad idea.
Rapid banter. The Washington football team is thinking of keeping the name as it is. Do you like it or just lazy marketing personnel?
A little bit of both, but growing on me.
Rapid banter. Last one. Dr. Tam is saying to wear masks while having sex with your partner in opposite directions. Is she serious or is she here on a Wednesday night?
Or Thursday or Friday.
Rapid banter. There it is. Rapid banter for episode 144.
Ooh.
And here we are in the final stretch of the podcast. We just told you we're on COVID lockdown once again. And so for the second time in a couple of months, it's stage two, or as I call it, Maga Malaka, things to do while you're stuck at home. Ready?
Oh, I like that.
Okay, here we go. Maga Malaka, early Christmas shopping.
Maga. You know, what a time to... Everyone always wants to do it, but they never do it.
Yeah.
What a time to do it.
See, I'm a Christmas Eve kind of guy, and you know what? I guess this year I won't be. So you're welcome. Maga, you're right. How about this one? Setting goals early. You know, New Year's Eve is usually, or New Year's Day is when you do it. You got some time on your hands. What about setting your goals for 2021?
You're not going to follow him anyways. Malaka.
Malaka.
Come
good
on.
Point.
Yeah. Don't fool yourself.
How about this? You're on COVID. You're on COVID lockdown right now for the next 3 weeks. Learning a new language. Maga or Malaka.
Just learn the swears. It's all you need.
You know what? So true.
Count to 10. Say hi. Say bye. And then the FUs.
There it is. I like it. How about we go down the list here? Okay. Here's a good one. How about Maga or Malaka creating a mood board? Mood board.
I don't know what that is. So Malaka.
So no. Let me explain. So you put a pinup board up, right? Or even a whiteboard.
Yeah.
And you tell your significant other what your mood is that day. So in my case, it would be just pictures of sex all the time. That's it. Me driving big penises or having just saying, hey, let's go do this. That's my mood.
No, Maga no, is, right? Malaka. I gotta say, no.
No.
I disagree.
I, too, had to learn what a mood board was. So I had to Google it.
My mood is, I think you're stupid
for
having a mood board.
I'm just telling you. I just saw it. How about Maga Malaka, COVID lockdown, planting a herb?
You know what? Maga.
Yeah.
Well, the skills never hurt.
No.
Yeah.
And knowing how to plant a herb of any kind could be significant to you.
I think it's pronounced herb.
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 I think the name... Is Herb.
By the way, if your name is Herb,
oh man, what
your parents hated
you.
That's
a bad draw.
That's a crappy name.
Are there any Herbs out there?
Can I tell you something? Herb your mustache, if I didn't know what your name was, I might think you're a Herb. Just letting you know that. From there, let's go.
You're listening to Real Locker Room Talk with Herb and Gary. This is the locker room. We talk about nothing new.
Call Caleb right away.
Call Caleb.
All right, couple more. COVID lockdown version 2, Maga Malaka. Well, here's one. Learning code. You know, learning, that's a big thing. Software stuff. Learning code.
Yeah, come on. Nah.
Nah. Who's going to do that?
Come on.
I mean, it would be beneficial if we could learn to do an app.
I can't even learn how to use Zoom. I'm going to code now?
You know what? Yeah, it's so true. I'm so bad at it, dude. All right, two more. How about this one? It's a good one. It's a lost art. Learning calligraphy, maga or malaka during this COVID time.
I like writing. Yeah. I'm a chronic doodler.
I see For this. For me, you're doing it right maga. In front of me
I'm
right now.
I'm doing it right now. Look, yeah. I'm going to.
Am I boring you? Is this what this is? Are me and the roster boring you?
It's how I concentrate on the questions.
Oh, is that how you do it?
Can you just let me do my thing?
I'm just saying.
You know what? Maybe I do like the mood board.
I'm just letting you know.
Fuck you. Gail's up for a mood board.
Oh, you have to put pictures. It's not words.
Oh, okay. I'm drawing a picture of my middle finger roster.
Last one. Here we go. And I know you do it. Be honest. Last one. You're on COVID. It's lockdown time. It's going to, you know what? This might be the 2 out of 5. I don't know how we're going to do. Writing a journal.
Maga. You know, I respect the journal writer. I've always wanted to be a journal writer. I never got around to it, yeah. But I respect it.
Well, you got time now, don't you?
Well, guess what I'm doing these next few weeks?
What's that?
Journal writing.
That's it. There it is, locker room. It's a locker room.
We talking about nothing new. That jingle is just, you know, it's I still catchy. Get feedback today.
Yeah.
I still get feedback
even today.
Do you
know old cousin Jim sings it?
He does.
Yeah. And he skips while he does it.
He skips while he does. Yeah. He's into the arts.
He likes it.
He's one to criticize. No, I can't. But yeah, you know what? Calliope sings it.
Yeah.
She actually asked me. She goes, Baba, put on the locker room song.
It's a good song.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
You know, really good. But anyways, it's great because Caleb is great. And you know, Roster, don't forget, you know, for Caleb, his stuff's on Spotify and he's coming up with new stuff. Help support the guy. It's at Caleb.mo, CALEB.MOH. Mm-hmm. Caleb Mo, you can find him on Spotify. He's got the Instagram channel, all this stuff, but help support one of our own. But look, Roster, look, don't forget to follow us on the channels. We're at that time of the show right now. So remember, it's at RLRT Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. It's Real Locker Room Talk if you're trying to look for us on Facebook and YouTube. Remember, we got the discussion community. Thank you for all the contributions. Everyone's been putting them in. And again, the podcast, you can like it. You can love it. You can stream it. You can share it.
You can do whatever. Kiss it.
You can kiss it. You can give it COVID for all I care. But look, how do you get it?
Well, don't give it COVID.
It's young. It's a young cast. It's resilient. It's not in the demographic. But yeah, like I said, it is on Spotify, it's on iTunes,
yeah,
it's on Podbean, right. And it's in your hearts,
right.
More importantly. Yeah. But look, that's episode 144. Mitch and I have to shove this thing in the locker because we do got to hit the showers.
Have a great week, everyone.
Appreciate
see you next
it.
Week.
Can I show you something? Yeah,
Johnny Hockey, happy name day for your wife.
Who is this guy?
Is he trying to win an election and everyone's heart? Because he's winning.
The guy does it every time.
When I go upstairs and show her this,
she's gonna melt.
Lose it.
You know what I'd be worried about is when he comes of age, he's leaving you.
Yeah, and I, you know what? I'll encourage it.
I don't see why not. You know what? Have him move in.
You know what?
A couple upside down pineapples.
He didn't just write. And your mom-in-law.
Dude, so he knows. He studied, he knows.
He went through the family tree, this guy.
So speaking of family tree, let's get back on the swinger thing.
Yeah,
I didn't tell you.
I like how we're going for Johnny Hockey.
Yeah, whatever. He had his time. Guy's on the show anyways. Let's talk about the good stuff.
Yeah.
So check this out. I have a friend of mine. It's not even a joke. So he goes to Australia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like he went there for work years ago.
Sure. Okay?
At the time he was single. And so, I don't know if it even would have changed anything. So check it out.
Yeah.
The guy is at a bar, right? Because he's working there, has his friends. But he goes out. He's at the bar by himself this one night. Just drinking, whatever. So who approaches him?
Some lady.
Lady approaches with the husband. Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
And they ask him. They're like, hey, we want you.
Thank you.
I want you to come home and I want you to plow my wife in front of me. I want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, what the? And we're like, nah,
come on.
He goes, no. He goes, 100%.
So he did it.
100%. So, and find out next week. Come on, Roster. I wouldn't give you that freebie. It's a true story, but I'll tell you what happened next week.